Rabbi.
Okay, good morning. So we're going to learn a bit about the bracha of Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. So the last bracha was Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha. We're asking God to return us to your Torah. It's Harotze B'Tshuva. It's about Tshuva. This bracha is also about forgiveness, right? Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu B'Chalom HaKenu Ki Bashanu. So Chazal apparently chose to separate these two different requests, repentance and forgiveness, into two brachos. Teshuva, repentance, reflects a desire to maintain a connection with Hashem, even if we should fail to listen to Him. There has been spiritual contamination of the soul, and therefore we distance ourselves from God. So we say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha, we still want to return to you, God, even though our neshama, even our soul, has become contaminated, as it were, because of sin. This bracha is a request for forgiveness and pardon, because sin is a crime, and when you commit a sin, so there's a consequence. You commit a crime, and we want our punishment to be waived. On the one hand, we believe that God should be just. Avraham Avinu said, "Ashofet kol haaretz lo yaseh mishpat." The Kadosh Baruch Hu should engage in justice. But at the same time, we want Him to cut us some slack. The previous bracha focuses on the internal spiritual welfare. This bracha focuses more on our physical well-being, right? And the point is, there are two different goals. There's the goal to be close to Hashem, and there's a second goal, which is not to be punished by Hashem. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha is the desire to remain close to Hashem despite sin. Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu is a desire and need not to be punished by Hashem. There are different terms where we ask Slach, Bachal, and Kaper. You notice that in the bracha of Slach Lanu Avinu, so we only have Slach and Bachal. We don't have Kaper. Slicha is essentially not holding a grudge, not being angry or aggrieved at us. We ask that Hashem not be angry with us. We ask that He change His attitude towards us, even though that attitude is justified. Don't let our actions affect God's feelings towards us. And then Machal Lanu, so we're asking Mechila, which is foregoing. We want God to waive the debt itself. There's a term of mechila when it comes to, let's say, a debt. You know, we want to waive the debt itself. We want to free the need from paying. We don't want to have to pay. We owe God when we commit a crime, when we commit a sin. So if we sin, we should get punished. Here we ask Hashem, Mechal, waive our punishment. Slach, don't be angry at us. And please waive our punishment. Kapara is something different. Kapara, perhaps we'll see maybe tomorrow, Kapara may relate to Geula, to the next bracha. But this bracha only deals with Slicha and Mechila. What's interesting is that the end of the bracha says, Baruch Hashem, Hanu Marbe Lisloach. We ask God who forgives Marbe in excess. Why does it mean in excess? So it's taken from the book of Yeshayahu. We will return to Hashem, He will forgive us. Ve'el Elokeinu, to God, ki yarbe lisloach, because He forgives a lot. So, okay, so God can forgive endlessly. So the question is, though, Shmoneh Esrei refers to our need. So what does it mean that we feel that God is marbe lisloach? That we're recognizing the fact that our need for forgiveness is limitless. Because we have free choice, that means our ability and our capacity to do evil is endless. So therefore, we're blessing Hashem that God's ability and to forgive us is endless. He could always forgive more. He's marbe lisloach, because we're constantly struggling. We're constantly making mistakes. And Baruch Hashem, we are blessing Hashem that He will constantly, God willing, will forgive us. That's the lashon of marbe lisloach. Okay.